guys, question for you. Do you feel thin? And I am not talking about your weight. I'm talking about your spirit. I'm talking about your energy. I'm talking about your capacity. Do you feel thin? Do you feel stretched? And yes, I am going to pull a quote that I've always thought captures this feeling very well. Do you feel like butter scraped over too much bread? Thank you, Bilbo. Lord of the Rings. I'm right in the middle of that series again, actually. Not watching it, I'm reading it again. I am in The Two Towers. I'm in the second book. And I believe, yep, I just got done with Treebeard. So now I'm back with Aragorn, Gimli, and Legolas. Or Legolam. One of my friends used to call him. I don't know, was that a thing? Anyway, back to the stretched thin concept. Do you feel that way? Do you feel spent, done, unable to focus, unable to do anything beyond the absolute bare minimum? Do you feel that way? Is your attention scattered everywhere? Is your energy spent every possible direction doing things for yourself, for everyone, et cetera, et cetera? Do you feel that way? Is it like that for you? Because if it is, something's gotta give. I know there are moments in our lives where we don't have a choice. Sometimes we have to put everything aside for someone else or someone's else. We have to put aside our wants, our own needs to help others. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're in a situation where you actually do have a say, you actually have control over what you're doing and how much time you're putting into all those things you're doing, how much energy you're putting into all those things, you need to reassess. Yes, I'm talking about something that is not even music related. No Queen today. I hate to admit, I am not ready to do my next Queen deep dive. Life is life sometimes, and I'm just not ready. But I did want to talk about something else. It's been too long, and this is one of the many things on my list. Being intentional. Stop doing and being everything for everyone all the time. Don't throw stuff at a wall hoping it will stick. Look at the stuff. Look at the wall. What is your intention? Don't spread yourself too thin. And in a way, I'm talking to myself. I do a lot of different things. I never really wanted to be a jack of all trades or literally a bard. If any of you played EverQuest, you know that a bard was, yes, singer, songstress, what have you. But a bard in EverQuest could do all of these different types of skills. And I suppose you could develop any character in that way. But my character, my bard, my wood elf bard, was exceptional in all of these different arenas, or at least I tried to make her exceptional. Many different spells, many different songs she could sing. I wanted to be everything. That was my goal. And I at least partially succeeded with it, but it was just a video game. Anyway, a bard, sort of a jack of all trades. Yes. I never wanted to be that in real life, but that's surprisingly, or not surprisingly, what has started to actually happen. That's what started to come to pass. I have a job. I work on my music. I play violin, and I have fallen off on that quite a bit. I have my podcast. I run. What else is there? I write a lot of things. Guys, I'm always doing something. I'm always doing something, and I'm never focused very long on any one thing. There was a time some years back when I would get home in the afternoon, and I would immediately save maybe a quick trip to the restroom and then grabbing a snack. I would immediately sit down and start working on music. And I would stay on it until midnight. I cannot remember the last time I did that. And I don't know what's happening. I never thought that that would diminish. I never thought that would, I never thought I'd see the day where that wasn't what I was doing. And here we are. And it's been way too long. And I've noticed I'm doing too many different things. There's also the inevitable reality that when you own a home, which was not the case for a very long time for us, you don't have as much time for things. Being a homeowner is actually very demanding of your time and your energy. The cleaning, the maintenance, there's a lot you're always doing. It's very strange. Being in an apartment for so many years, and it wasn't super tiny, but it was small. You don't realize what you're not doing because you don't own the place. And then suddenly you have your own place. And it's very nice, but yes, you have a lot you're constantly dealing with. I didn't realize how much of a, for lack of a better term, time suck that was going to be. So that is another thing to add to my list. But here I am. I have so many opportunities. I can do so many things with my music, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not doing it. And it's not just because I get tired or I get distracted. Yes, that's definitely a thing. But when did I start getting distracted from the one thing I used to love more than anything else? That's what I don't understand. And that's what got me thinking about this was, why are so many of us doing these things? Is it because we're trying to fulfill our lives? Is it because we're trying to be of use? Is it because we're trying to prove something? Is it because we're simply trying to get things done? In some cases, yeah. We're just trying to get the stuff done. We're just trying to live. But what are we doing to love life? And are we doing too many things to love life? Are we trying to be too many things? I love podcasting. I love it. I didn't think I was going to love it this much. It's become a bit of a comfort for me, actually. And I'm so grateful and honored that you guys are listening. Seriously, what did I do? Nothing. I'm not doing anything. You guys, I'm sitting here and I'm talking to myself. And I'm just very, very lucky and blessed that you're listening. So thank you. But I love this. I love doing it. It's a great outlet. It gets my mind going. It gets ideas flowing. I get to gush about the four bandmates I love, obviously, among many other artists I love as well. Things that intrigue, things that inspire, I hope, things that encourage you. So here I am today to focus on something, and I have no idea how long this episode is going to be. I don't have any notes in front of me, which is pretty rare. I usually have something in front of me. Maybe I will, as we're going through this, look up some resources and tell you, oh, here's a really good idea for you. But yes, totally on the fly, off the cuff. I would never have done this when I first started podcasting. Notes were essential. Things have changed, some for the better. So how do I take a step back and say, okay, why am I not being more intentional? And I'm going to challenge you, be more intentional with the time you have to spend on the things you love. If you're able to do all those things, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. If you're able to do multiple things at capacity and just get all the joy and the satisfaction in the world out of it, that's incredible. I applaud it and keep doing it. But if you're like me and you find yourself very, I can't tell you how much I regret not being more diligent about my music, especially. That's a big one. I've worked on things, but not the way I should have. I used to set these little goals for myself, you know, oh, by the end of this month or by the end of this year, I'm going to get this done. And that hasn't happened in a long time. Why do priorities shift for us? Why do we suddenly feel compelled to put our energy elsewhere when there's been this thing that's been such a trusty, comfortable place for us, whether that's a hobby or an activity? Why do we shift gears? Is it getting older? I don't know. So yes, as part of this exercise, I'm also trying to encourage myself to be more structured. There are times when I could be doing more productive things, and I'm not. I get lazy. It's very easy to do as we start to lose a little energy. Very easy to do. I think that's why I run. Running gives me some inspiration and encouragement. And it keeps me active. It keeps me energized. I know that might seem like a contradiction to some people, but for me, getting out there and doing that run is what keeps the blood flowing. It keeps my muscles loose. When I don't run, I actually feel more stiff. Like my body's screaming at me saying, get out, get out, get out. Arnold. So how do we do the things we want to do and not overrun ourselves with all of these ideas? Speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, have you guys watched the special on Netflix? I don't know if it's still on it. I think it's just called Arnold. And it's, three episodes. And in the first one, it's about the bodybuilding. And in the second one, it's about the acting. And in the third one, it's about the politics. And throughout the whole thing, he's talking about how he just had to keep, he had to conquer one more thing. There was this need to be the best, do the best for himself, for everyone, and the next thing, next thing, next thing. But what's interesting when I think about it is he's very, very focused. He's hyper-focused on one thing, and really only that one thing throughout each of those episodes. So when he's doing the bodybuilding, that's it. You know, he may have had aspirations to act, but he wasn't really thinking about that. He was thinking about the bodybuilding. And then when he conquered that, when he was number one, when he did everything he felt he could do, where's the next mountain to climb? Ooh, finally, let's get into acting. And he does it. And then exactly the same thing, rinse and repeat. He has these stellar films, widely recognized, very successful in that arena. Going into politics, another thing he's been passionate about, something he cares about, the people, et cetera, et cetera. That is the way to approach it. And even if you don't agree with his mentality about that or why he did it or the intentions he had, I think the approach is exactly what we should be doing because we can't be everything all the time. This is why structure is so important, especially for people who have kids. And I say this because, no, I do not have children, but I have plenty of friends who do. And I know that when you have children, your entire life revolves around those kids. Even when they're going to school, because usually parents are working during the day as well. So even when the kids are at school, your brain is on those children. When you have children, they are always your children. It doesn't matter how old the parents and the children get. There is something wired within us that when you have kids, they are always your kids. You always worry about them. You might become more comfortable with them being out and about on their own and being adults themselves, but deep down, there's a part of a parent that is always thinking about their kids and wants what's best for them. Where was I going with this? So it's very hard for parents to get anything else in their lives besides the kids. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I think it's important to consider doing other things, getting out, having a date with your spouse, having time alone, completely alone, just for yourself to have a moment, to regroup, to do something you really enjoy, something of that nature. But we have to schedule it. You know, people laugh about that. People laugh about this idea that you have to schedule, you know, romantic time with your person, that you have to schedule that. I shouldn't have to put effort into that. It should just happen. You know what? Life is full. I can tell you that right now. Bonus, time flies. I had another topic idea for my podcast about our perception of time. And I don't want to get too deep in those weeds because, yes, I actually want to read more about that again and get the science behind it because it's a real thing. Our perception of time changes as we age. There's also this idea that depending on how fast you're traveling, in a vehicle or in a plane and how close you are to the Earth, the time actually moves at a different speed, but that's a whole other thing. That's the scientific stuff I want to get into. But how we perceive time, and also depending on how busy we are, everything shifts and suddenly we have no time. There is no time for anything. So that's the first thing I'm going to tell you, is to schedule time. Become, and I don't really like the term time blocker, but do it. Use your calendar. Make time for the things that matter and do it. Don't make excuses. Don't get lazy, lackadaisical. Don't do it. Or lackadaisical. Is that how I used to say it? I used to say it wrong. Don't get sloppy. Be intentional with every moment you have to be intentional. And the next thing is, yeah, what are all the things, remember? The stuff you're throwing at the wall. Let's use spaghetti noodles as an example, only because I find it hilarious that you can actually throw cooked noodles at a cabinet, say, and depending on how well they stick or don't stick, you can kind of get an idea for how well they're cooked. And I used to do that with my sister. We would throw noodles at the wall. It was kind of hilarious. So let's talk about noodles. Okay, you have a bunch of noodles in your hand. Not a whole wad of noodles, but let's say you have a few. How many noodles are you holding? And you're throwing them at the wall. The wall is your time. The wall is the time you have. And what's going to stick? What matters the most for you when you throw those noodles at the wall? This is where you have to make the tough decisions. Maybe you need to let go of something. Maybe it's time to put your energy elsewhere. Maybe there's something you are really good at, and you never really entertained it because you always had this drive. You always wanted to be really good at this other thing. So you're like, I can't let that go. But you're finding, maybe just with the passage of time, maybe with the development of your skills and your talents and applying more energy to that other thing that you weren't so enthusiastic about to begin with, you're starting to feel like, oh, it's taking more time, but you know what? It's not such a bad thing. Maybe you should look at that a little more. Maybe you should try with that a little harder. And if you neglect the other thing, hey, it's okay. I don't think anybody is holding you up against a wall telling you you have to do that other thing. And if they are, then that's another thing that obviously needs to be addressed. Because you should never be doing anything that's a hobby or something that you love, joy, a joyful thing like that. It should be for you. But how do we decide? How do we let go of things that maybe we have a big passion for them, but they're not really that productive? I'm not saying it's wrong to hold on to any and everything that you enjoy, that gives you joy. I'm all about that. I am all about giving yourself joy, doing the things that you love. I'm all about that because we need more of that. There is too much, you need to do this and take care of this and you need to put yourself aside. It does happen. But I think sometimes it's okay to be a little bit selfish, not all the time, because we are quick to be selfish, to be self-centered, to be lazy, to shut things out that we don't want to deal with. The mundane stuff, we're really quick to turn a blind eye toward it. It does have to get done. We do need to sometimes put ourselves aside. But my goodness, do not ever drop everything you love just because you're afraid you don't have the time. What I'm saying is, be strategic, be intentional. It's like, I've talked about this on social media stuff. You don't have to be everywhere. When people start thinking about social media, they get overwhelmed and intimidated. Why? Because they feel like they need to be everywhere. They feel like they need to be on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and Twitter, I'm sorry, X, and Pinterest and WhatsApp and Reddit and oh my gosh, it's so overwhelming. YouTube. I can't just watch stuff. I have to have a presence there. You know, everybody feels this weight, this pressure, especially when they're a professional, they're in business, and they feel this, it's this absolute necessity to be everywhere. No, you don't need to be everywhere. You can be in one place, and if your people are there, if your audience is there, if your followers are there, if your clients are there, and they love you, you are in the right place. And you don't even need to bat an eye at the others. If you want to be on them and have a profile just to browse, great. But do not feel obligated to maintain a presence everywhere. As it is, I probably do too much myself. I need to assess where I am on social media and what I'm doing there. Because I found that, and I've talked about social media before and my habits there, how there's this kind of ebb and flow where sometimes I'm really pulled away and it happens subconsciously because I don't want to be immersed in it. And then I kind of fall into it because I'm looking at things. And my big thing right now is using Instagram like Pinterest. Is anyone else doing that? Raise your virtual hand. Where the algorithm has got so weird on Instagram where you're not even looking at the feed anymore. I seldom look at stories anymore. You know what I'm doing on Pinterest? Or I'm sorry, Instagram. I'm using it like Pinterest. I'm going to search. I'm going to the search section and I'm literally scrolling through images. Because I'm seeing images that I like because it knows what I like. A lot of queen images or, you know, fragrance pictures, things like that. I'm seeing a lot of things that I want to see. So Instagram to me has actually morphed into this really strange collection. It's like Pinterest. It's not a social app for me anymore. It's a media app. And that's very interesting and intriguing, isn't it? I post on it, yeah, but I'm not that active on it that way anymore. And I have to wonder, given comments I've seen, how many other people feel that way? I think it's happening. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Maybe Instagram needs to reassess. I feel like they're in this really weird, muddled gray area right now where they don't know who they are, which is really sad because, and maybe this is a great segue back into our be intentional. What is Instagram doing? Okay, when TikTok took the world by storm, Instagram introduced Reels, okay? Because they wanted people to make video clips. They wanted to bring people back. So video, video, video. Well, then what happened? A year or so ago, they thought, nope, okay, well, we're going to pull back on the importance, the popularity of video. So now we're going to emphasize pictures more. Are they still doing that, you guys? I don't know. I'm a little lost. I am admittedly a bit out of touch with the current trends of some of these platforms as of late, mostly because, hey, I've been more intentional and I don't have the time and the energy to focus on all that as much as I used to. It's not a priority anymore, and I know that. But what is Instagram doing? Do they know what they're doing? I don't know. And that brings me back to being intentional with ourselves, with our own time. You don't have to do everything and be everywhere and be everything to everyone. You don't have to do that. There are people in your life that matter. Your family, your spouse, your kids, your closest buddies. Those are the people you sometimes have to put things aside to do things, to be there, to support, to encourage. But you do not have any obligation to do everything for everyone else. So just like social media, you don't have to be everywhere. Never let someone tell you that. Never let someone tell you, oh, if you want to be successful, you got to have a presence everywhere. And I still maintain that your personal website, no matter what you're doing, is the most important thing because it's the one thing you control. Social media, remember when MySpace was a thing and everybody used it to create a profile and they customized it and they felt like, hey, this is my personal website. It was being utilized in that way. And it was pretty genius, I admit. I went to town. I had some amazing MySpace profile pages and I always changed them because I got bored. And I felt like I was in control. You could do cool things with text, sparkling text, animated text, you know? It was fun. You could actually put in code, if I remember. You could put in code. It was amazing. Felt revolutionary. but you didn't actually own it. A website lets you be intentional. A website lets you craft what you're doing the way you want to do it. The text, the background, the colors, the mood, the images, the music, the footage, the videos, the advertisements, if you want to put them up there, the promos, maybe that's a better word. You get to control all that. When stuff's on social media, it's completely out of your hands. For the most part, okay. You can post stuff, of course, but how it's showing up, where it's showing up, that's largely out of your hands. Yes, I know. You can do things to encourage the algorithm, but the algorithm is still the algorithm. The algorithm has intentions. The algorithm knows what its intention is. And we know that because there are stark shifts whenever something changes. Whenever an announcement is made, and these platforms admit they're changing the algorithm, we notice. And they do that because they're being intentional. They're focused on probably one and only one thing. So what in the world am I doing? Or what are you doing? If there's something that you miss, like me and my music, and why in the world am I not kicking myself to get this stuff done? It's not that I don't love it. I love it. I still sit down, and when I'm working on it, it gives me such immense pleasure. I cannot figure myself out. So if you are in the same boat, if you've been looking here and there and behind you and above you and in front of you and at the bottom of your feet, and you just cannot focus on something for more than 5 seconds or so it seems, something has got to give. Look at the noodles, look at the wall. What are you holding on to? What's in your hand? Is it really necessary? Have you developed a habit of doing something that isn't really a thing you should be doing? But you stick with it anyway because it's a habit. Is there anything you're doing that is just flat out, when you look at the big picture, a big waste of your time? It's not getting you anywhere. It's not helping you become. End sentence. To become. What do I mean by that? We are all, at any given time, becoming. And hopefully, we are becoming the best version of ourselves. But we can only do that if we are intentional. How many times have I said that word in this episode? I don't even care. Be intentional. Live with intention. Whatever you do, do not do anything halfway. Quality, not quantity. I've talked about that a bazillion times on this podcast and everywhere else. Put your best effort into the things you're doing with all that intention. And I don't know what else to say about it. Make a list. Eliminate. Choose. Figure it out. What do you really want to do? Is there something you're great at that you simply have neglected? You have not put your full weight into it. But if you did, wow. What if you did? Are you scared? Hey, it's okay. I've been there. I've been terrified before I started this podcast. I was terrified. Oh my goodness. What am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? How I will never be able to talk about myself. So let's just talk about Queen. Let's talk about Queen. Okay, I'll talk about a few things that are kind of fun. And lo and behold, you start to open up. And I'm just using myself as an example. But that's the idea. You get to choose. When you get to choose what you focus on and how you're doing it, there's nothing more empowering than that. So if there's something that has been put on your back burner, take a look at it again before it gets really moldy, okay? Heat that baby up. Get the fire going. Reinvigorate your passion for it, your spirit for it. And I feel like I'm being really redundant and repeating myself. So I think that is my cue to end this. I hope you guys got something positive out of my ramblings just now. I hope I did. I really don't know what I'm doing, you guys, half the time. I feel like I'm a bit on automatic, and that is a bad way to be. I'm all about manual transmissions. I miss them terribly. I learned how to drive in a stick shift. With a stick shift, rather. I think everyone should. I think it's essential, even though they're disappearing rapidly. I miss my manual transmission car. Cars. I miss them so badly. The power. The power you had. It was amazing to feel it through your hands and your feet like that. You can't describe it to people who haven't driven a manual stick shift car. But that's just it. If you are on automatic, I challenge you to make it manual and figure out what you're doing and why you are doing it. Maybe that's the last question. Okay, before I end this, why? Why are you doing it? Why are you holding that noodle? Not just what is the noodle, why? And if you can make the change, make the change. Okay. That's it. That's all. I don't know. I think there were some good things in there. So if you can pick out the brightness out of the muddiness I just spewed. Sorry. You guys, do you remember? Do you remember in Wayne's World? Okay, I know some of you. You'll have to go back and watch it on YouTube. Oh my gosh, Garth. If you're gonna spew, and he holds this tiny cup. Spew into this. Was that before or after they were doing Bohemian Rhapsody in the car? I think it was the middle of it. They stopped. They started Bohemian Rhapsody in the car. They stopped. They picked up their buddy or buddies. And this is, he's like, yeah, if you're going to spew into this. Oh my goodness. All right. It's been far too long. Wayne's World, party time, excellence. Wayne's World. Go watch it. Another great one I just watched the other day, Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm. Watch that one. That's a great one. I always forget how funny that one is, actually. It always surprises me how much I laugh at it. But I can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog. Is it 70 or 60? I'm done reminiscing about the older films. They're not even that old, but I guess they kind of are. 90s, right? Good times. All right, guys, you know the drill. Keep yourselves alive. And I will be back next time. I will be ready to do my next Queen Deep Dive. That's the other thing. I just have lost so much enthusiasm for my Queen Deep Dives. Guys, I don't know. Maybe I'm sad about something. I don't get it. Maybe I'm mourning the loss of the 70s Queen, which I loved so much. They're still the same guys. I know. I should be celebrating every moment I get to talk about their music, you know? Because I love sharing it with you, and I love to encourage you guys to check out more of their work, especially people who've just heard the hits and they don't know these deeper tracks. And all of those tracks are awesomeness, deserve to be heard. But I'll be back next time, and I hope you guys have a lovely day. I hope you have a very productive, and I hope this helped you. I hope you find that path to what you really, really want to focus on and be intentional with it. Please be positive and intentional and do something great and fantastic. Even if it's just for you, that's okay. If it's for other people, that's awesome. If it's for the world, that's awesome. Just do something really fabulous with your loves and your likes and your joys and your highs. And ride those highs as much as you can. Coast on them. Stay high. It's that Tuvalu Habits. Stay high. Great song. You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Woo. All right, guys. That's it. I'll talk to you later.